This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Darius, Cavs, maybe even the fans having some fun. If only we could play the Jazz every night from here on.
Against the 16-win Jazz.
Come on, man. Come on, stop, Darius. At some point in time, it's going to have to click for him. Like, he's going to have to go talk to Isaiah Thomas or talk to some of them guards that, you know, back in the day where it's like, all right, let's figure out, like, what type of mentality you need to have to be a champion. Like, and I'm not saying he don't have the right mentality of, yeah, it is a kid's game. They get paid a lot to, you know, play a kid's game, and he's grateful for it. But at sometimes you got to get down to the nitty-gritty and focus and understand and, like, the mental angles that you got to play at and the intensity that you got to play at in the playoffs for your team to get over the hump. And I'm looking directly at Darius Garland. I'm looking directly at Jared Allen. You know, it's great to like dinosaurs and comic books and play kids' games. But listen, when them dudes is trying to come in here and put you in the first row of the stands and get you up out of here because they think they can do it. Like, the Magic think they stronger than you. They tougher. New York definitely thinks they tougher. And you saw in that first game when the last game they played the Celtics and they was in the Garden, and Tatum and Brown was both like, get these dudes up out of here. They had talked about that consciously. If we come out here and punch these dudes in the mouth, they will quit and fold. Now, to the Cavs' credit, they did come back and play well, and Donovan Mitchell kind of spearheaded that.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But that is the mentality. They're trying to hit y'all with haymakers. They're not trying to play what we call that that good, wholesome basketball.
Ethical basketball.
Bro, that ain't going to win you no games at the Y. No ethical basketball. And that is the test for them.
I think, Garrett, we're going to get to the phones here. 216-474-0092. One of the things that I am watching, and I think a huge theme for how the playoffs are going to look, is how there are so many different aspects of the Cavs that they give you a reason, if you look at the numbers, to think, yeah, they're going to the NBA Finals and they're going to win it all. There are a bunch. I know they've come down to the pack a little bit. There's been some regression to the mean because your guards have struggled the way they have over the last month and a half, almost 2 months now for Darius. But there's also a bunch of old narratives that the Cavs are trying to debunk, which is the small backcourt, mm-hmm. right? That is certainly one of them. That Donovan can't get past the second round. Darius mm-hmm. has not been good in the postseason. Like, there's going to be huge, huge stakes. Like, we've been talking on this show, Ken and I, about pressure, whether or not the Cavs have all that much pressure. And I'm like, well, if they just get to the Boston series and it's a great series, like, they're not going to get killed for losing that. But then you do remember, like, this is year three of Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
And there's a lot riding on him, the way that, you know, guys get bashed in this league, Joel Embiid, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. You know, if you think about it, Donovan Mitchell does not get that level of bashing. Why is that? Because he doesn't have an MVP.
Nope.
Normally, you have to get those big awards and then not win the title. Then you get crushed, right? That's what was happening to Kevin Durant, and he had to leave. He wilted under that. He's like, I got to get people talking about me favorably. Donovan Mitchell has, like, one of the best approval ratings of any of the stars in this league, but I think that'll go out the window if something bad happens to the Cavs.
If he don't, I'll tell you, that approval window goes all the way out. It's out of the window, outside of, it goes left, because you do what the Cavs have done, and they've been winning all these games, and everybody said, why aren't we talking to the Cavs? Why ain't nobody giving the Cavs credit? The Cavs should be getting the lion's share of the credit. And then you get to the playoffs, God forbid you bow out in the second round. You're going to have a problem.
It'll be toast, right? If Giannis takes them down and the Cavs struggle against Giannis the way they just did against DeRozan, Kawhi, and KD, and the Cavs lose in the second round, like, okay, there is some pressure now. There is some big-time pressure, because I thought it was a cakewalk. I thought they were getting to the Eastern Conference Finals with ease. And by the way, I still
can happen.
But I do know one thing. Dame Lillard is playoff-tested.
Yep.
And Giannis, I mean, that dude will be expected to be the best player in that series.
We know other teams have bona fide killers that is not playing around with you. Dame will pull up from half court and start pointing to his watch. It's time to go. Like, even if the Cavs get to the Eastern Conference Finals and the Celtics come out there and gentlemen sweep you, we're going to be talking about how we can't believe nothing the Cavs do until they beat the Celtics. That's it. We don't care what it is. Like, so to me, I think they have a lot of different stuff they need to get to, and there's a lot of stuff on the table still.
Matt, on the road. Go ahead. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Yep.
So the first thing, unfortunately, comes to my mind is the, the narrative about the Mavericks. When you talk about Garland, like, the first thing I think about is the narrative around Nowitzki for years after they blew that series against the, what was it, 07 with the Warriors, when they got humiliated in that series.
Yep.
Gosh, I can't believe the Warriors were likable at that point. But, I feel like that's, like, the biggest thing is that, like, you know, that's going to be Garland. He's going to have that Nowitzki reputation for, like, 10-plus years or whatever. And so here's the thing. I have way more confidence in Atkinson than I would have with JB, because, you know, Atkinson worked with Kerr and was, like, part of that organization. And I hope that that's part of what's going on here, that they're, experimenting with things. But the thing that I worry about is, I brought up similarities I feel like this team has with the 2016 Atlanta Hawks, where, you know, they were all gung-ho, push pace, and then you had the Cavs come in with that game plan in 2016 where they slowed them down a bit, I feel like, and all of a sudden they're off their rhythm, and next thing you know, it's a four-game sweep. So, you know, I just hope that Atkinson's able to kind of adjust the game plan what comes, and maybe that's what all this...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is maybe just tweaking and just getting, because the reality is, unfortunately, these games don't really matter for the Cavs. It's just a matter, like, right now until we get to, you know, mid-April, but it just seems like right now, I hope they're just like kind of tinkering and figuring out what works and what doesn't, because, yeah, you could easily have a Hawks or Mavs situation on your hands.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Now, I have seen the comparisons, okay, really for 2 months now, from the people that just don't buy the Cavs. They just will not buy it until it happens, which is, hey, that's how it works a lot of times in sports. Like, until you get over the hump, like, people are going to doubt you. I mean, think about Lamar Jackson going into this year. Think about, again, Josh Allen going into this year. People will just, forever, they'll just bank their reputations on saying they're not going to do it. And if they never do it, you know, they'll say they were proven right, even though Lamar's been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Josh Allen's been amazing. But that Hawks team, it's a weird comparison because they did win, and ironically, Danny Ferry was the architect of that team. They did win 60 games, and then we just easily disposed of them. Well, we had LeBron. So are the Cavs going to be going up against a LeBron-type figure in these playoffs?
See, the thing that gets me with that comparison is you had, if you look at that starting lineup, you had Kyle Korver, who was a sharpshooter, right? You had Jeff Teague, who was a medium-type player. Like, he's kind of comparable to Darius Garland. Nice player, like, you know what I'm saying, could get to the basket, shoot. But listen, is he going to kill you? Like, if Darius Garland goes for 30, that's a lot. You had Paul Millsap, who was more of the along the lines of, hey, he's a Jared Allen, don't have to run no plays for him. And Al Horford,
young,
right?
Young Al Horford.
Horford, right?
Didn't have all the veteran tricks.
No, didn't have all those. Now, when you look at that team, who are you really scared of like that? Like, you're not scared.
Yeah, we have Donovan Mitchell.
We got Donovan Mitchell, and that's something to be scared about. The thing that gets me is the Hawks were known as a nice little soft little team, and LeBron and them took their soul. Like, you saw it early. LeBron made it known, you can't beat us. I have another level that I can get to that you can get to.
LeBron did that to them.
The Raptors.
He did to the Raptors.
We also had Delly.
And we did have Delly.
That's crazy. And he was getting money off. And look, but the Cavs were a little rugged. They had shirtless J.R. Smith. Shirtless J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert.
They were so not scared of the 60-win Atlanta Hawks.
They were not. So we're not going to have that on our hands.
You know who was an assistant on that Hawks team? I didn't realize until just now. I'm sure people have been talking about it. Kenny Atkinson. Is that not incredible?
Wow. They had DeMar Carroll, too.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Who is also
an assistant right
with
now.
Yes, the Cavaliers right now. Let's go to Terry. He's been waiting all day. Terry, thank you for hanging in there. Such perseverance.
Hey, what's happening?
Go ahead,
what's
Terry.
What's happening, guys?
What up?
Hey, this is the thing. The Cavs just got to get to the playoffs and just play like they did in the first round. I mean, in the first part of the year. The problem is right now, for some reason, Donovan Mitchell can't find his three. He can't find his shot. And that's what's keeping them from...
Terry,
from
get it out of your system now, right? That's kind of how I am with Donovan. Like, yeah. I don't doubt him at all. And I'm telling you, my buddies or people I've worked with that live in Boston or follow the Celtics closely, they hate seeing Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. Now, I got a question I want to get in before you let me go. The Guardians, if you don't mind, real quick. How come we can't see them on regular TV or even on regular cable anymore?
Yeah, Terry, thank you for the call. I'm expecting an announcement.
They told us right before the season started. The season
literally
starts on
any
Thursday.
Minute now. I'm expecting an announcement. Did they announce this?
I have my Guardians ticker open. I am waiting.
That's wild. Bad
you can
business.
Go buy it on a streaming.
That's bad. Wild
did they sell
business.
Out the opener Yes. I knew they were close. Yes. Okay. They sold
they
out.
Did that
but,
last Friday.
But you can still get in on the monthly pass and get access to the opener, which
would
is like.
Would you like to see my monthly pass?
The craziest deal. Yeah, Owen already has it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Owen's going to try to get to 100 games this year. So he's going to have to go on some roadies.
I am. I'm actually dressing up like a mascot for 14 of them.
Yeah, I expect to hear something shortly. I can just say that.
Are you bringing any sort of protection for Jose Ramirez with you?
No, just a dollar dog costume.
I'm ready to see Nolan Jones' cannon once again in the outfield. Let's go. Let's go.
It's about time we turn this boring Cavs segment into a great Guardians
segment. Come on.
We were supposed to talk about the rotation, weren't we?
Logan Allen kind of weaseling his way into the end of the rotation.
And by the way, are we ready to say that Gavin Williams is definitely the number two behind Bobby? Like, because y'all was hating on Tanner Bobby. They just like saying his nickname, Big Gavin. Now stop. Gavin need to get his life together. He need to deliver something this year.
Are you ready for another year, Carlos Santana? Are you ready?
Hey, we're one of the only clubs that has two players from the 2016 World Series on it. We don't talk about how he left three times.
Think about that. 2016, 9 years ago, we got people that were graduating high school during that run.
Mitch,
to the World
Series. I was in my first year of college during that.
And look at how you've grown. Vacations.
Now, might as well bring back Chu while you had
it. But he went to the tournament.
And stayed in what hotel room?
The same one.
I think Ken wants to talk about that this week.
Yeah, it's a weird thing with him.
With Ken or your dad?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? It's the madness. I can't rip you. I have absolutely stayed in some weird hotel situations.
When you've got the madness, you'll stay anywhere.
You
got
to do whatever it takes. If you're on the floor, whatever it is, you'll find a way. Anything to save money.
I almost said something, but I'm cool.
Yeah, you wouldn't entertain, like, if your folks wanted to go to Kennebunkport, Maine. You wouldn't be in on those kind of vacation?
We don't go to Maine.
Excuse me?
We don't go to Maine.
What's wrong with Maine?
Vermont, New Hampshire. We don't even go to Connecticut too much.
Hold on. Listen, I'm telling you, we're trying to get up to Rhode Island again, Newport, Rhode Island. The Tennis Hall of Fame, they have actual grass courts at the Tennis Hall of Fame.
I'm cool on that.
That doesn't speak to you, no. Garrett Bush? What am I missing?
Listen, there's a lot of things I don't do anymore. I don't just get up and go out of the country. That's not me. I'm going to stay right home. Customs, we don't do that.
Rhode Island, Vermont, they're in. Last time I checked, they're here. And if we take over Canada.
No passport needed.
We're actually
talking about taking them over. So.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to Greenland. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to be right in good old Cleveland, Ohio.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. And Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.